Hello, and welcome to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley. At Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, we would like to offer you information to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. The information presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your medical doctor or other healthcare professional with whom you consult. Here are some articles on whole food plant-based nutrition. And the first one comes from Forks Over Knives and is entitled Jackfruitful's Jackie Ackerberg on Making Plant-Based Holiday Hosting Delicious, Inclusive, and Easy by Courtney Davidson, December 12th, 2024. Hosting a dinner party can be daunting, especially when the guests include a mix of plant-based and non-plant-based eaters. Enter Jackie Ackerberg, the creative force behind the Clean Vegan Cookbook and the popular blog Jackfruitful. Inspired by her mother's knack for hosting, Ackerberg has mastered the art of stress-free gatherings that bring everyone together, no matter their dietary preferences. My mom is the hostess with the mostess, and I grew up having that joy ingrained in me, says Ackerberg. Since adopting a plant-based lifestyle in 2019, she's turned her passion for hosting into an opportunity to make plant-based eating approachable, exciting, and most importantly, delicious for all. It's a really fun way to introduce people to plant-based eating without any pressure, says Ackerberg. We caught up with Ackerberg to learn her tried and true strategies for hosting with confidence, keeping everyone happy at the table, and embracing the joy of sharing good food. What's your advice for hosting a crowd of plant-based and non-plant-based eaters? Jackie Ackerberg. Just because you are plant-based doesn't mean you have to have everything that you're offering be plant-based, unless that's really important to you. I'm not going to cook any sort of meat, but I will grab a chunk of regular cheese to throw on the cheese board if we're having appetizers. Absolutely. I know that it's just one day and I'm making people happy, and that's fine. It's about knowing your audience and not letting people feel isolated in the same way that if you went to their home for the holidays, you would hope that they were inclusive of you, but also wouldn't expect them to have a fully vegan meal for everyone there. We hosted a dinner the day after Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. Everyone had already had a traditional meal, so I wanted to do something different. I was going to be the only plant-based eater there out of 15 people, and I made pretty much everything plant-based, including a huge squash soup and a big salad. My husband made lobster rolls, but I also made a vegan lobster roll with hearts of palm and tofu. Everyone loved that too. It's interesting. I think when people don't feel pigeonholed into something, they're more open to try it. And then they might be more accepting in the future. Are there specific types of dishes you find are successful with mixed crowds? Jackie Ackerberg. I recommend thinking outside the box of the standard American plate or traditional holiday meals. Typically, more ethnic type meals are more plant-based, so it's easy to do a big veggie stir fry or fajitas or a curry or soups. Those can easily be plant-based without omnivores even missing the meat versus trying to recreate a traditional holiday roast. Do you have any guaranteed slam dunk recipes for the holidays? Jackie Ackerberg. My cranberry salsa with vegan ricotta is always a hit. People love it. It's sweet, it's tangy, it's spicy, it's fresh. And then the ricotta is so creamy that it just really works. For the ricotta, I personally really love Kite Hill because it's so clean. But I also have a tofu ricotta recipe in my cookbook that is really easy to make. And it's even more delicious if you want to take the extra 5 minutes to prepare that. Outside of that, for the holiday season, I love to do things like an oven-baked vegan mac and cheese or a hearty pasta salad or quinoa kale salad or a Brussels sprout salad, something that's going to be really filling and nutrient dense is always a delicious option. If you want to have a beautiful plated main course, try something like a portobello mushroom, cauliflower steak, or squash as the main, surrounded by heartier ingredients. How can hosts make life easier on themselves? Jackie Ackerberg. I used to be very stressed prior to hosting, but I have figured out a lot of ways to make it more stress-free. First of all, plan everything that you're making at least a week in advance. I just do an iPhone note and I list everything I'm making and beneath that all the ingredients that I need. Then come up with a schedule. Figure out what you can prepare ahead of time. For example, soups and cookies you could make a week in advance and throw in the freezer and pull them out the morning of. If you're going to be cooking while guests are at your home, then do as much prep as you can. Let's say I'm making a curry. I'll have my saucepan and Dutch oven out and all the ingredients pre-measured with the spices in a bowl and the rice in the measuring cup. That way, you can still be an engaged host. You're not just in the kitchen hovering over the stove. And whatever you do, do not set the table the day of. That's something that can totally be done the day before. My mom would even put out all of her serving dishes on the table where she wanted them with a sticky note or a little piece of paper that said green bean casserole or sweet potato casserole, etc. Then it's easy because you know exactly where things are going to go, exactly which serving dish you're going to use. And the day of, you just grab that and fill it and put it back. That's something I learned from her. When freezing cookies, do you bake them beforehand or do you just prepping the dough? Jackie Ackerberg. You can do either. There's nothing better than showing up to a house that smells like freshly baked cookies. But if you're just making a chocolate chip or oatmeal cookie, or really any cookie that doesn't have a soft filling or jam or creamy element, You can bake them up to a month in advance. Let them cool completely, throw them in an airtight container in the freezer, and then pull them out the morning of your party. They will thaw to room temperature and be just as good as you baked them the day of. Do you turn any kind of ready-made items? Do you turn to any kind of ready-made items to keep things easy? Jackie Ackerberg. I buy sweet potato puree and pumpkin puree for any sweet potato or pumpkin baked goods. Every Christmas morning, I make my sweet potato muffins with cream cheese filling, and they have a crumb topping. I use the Kite Hill ricotta and sweet potato puree for that. I'm not steaming those sweet potatoes and mashing them. It's just so much easier, especially during the holiday season. Also, I'm not always making my beans in a pressure cooker. I love the texture of Jovial brand beans. They come in a jar and they taste and feel a lot more like freshly cooked beans than the canned beans do. They're a little bit more al dente, and for people that are avoiding BPAs, they're a good option. Any other advice for our readers? Jackie Ackerberg. I think the biggest thing I have learned over the years is that you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Not a vegan saying, I know. Early on in my plant-based days, I was like, why isn't everyone doing this? How can you eat meat? I was devastated about people making other choices. I think it's not uncommon to get a little bit passionate or defensive, especially if you put people on the spot by you're put on the spot by an ornery person or an innocently curious person who has a bad approach. But I'd encourage you to just be super inclusive and inspiring. Invite people to try plant-based food without pressuring them. The same way you want to be accepted and included for the way that you eat. Understand this style of eating doesn't work for everyone, and be really inclusive about that. And here is Jackie Ackerberg's cranberry salsa recipe. The prep time is 20 minutes, and it's ready in 50 minutes. This recipe makes 4 cups with a serving size of 1/2 cup. This vibrant salsa from Jack Fruitful's Jackie Ackerberg is ideal for any holiday table from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. Tangy, slightly sweet cranberries join forces with sweet, earthy beets to create a vibrant dip packed with antioxidant goodness. Fresh jalapeno adds a spicy kick. Cilantro and red onion deliver aromatic depth. And lime juice and maple syrup create the perfect sweet-sour balance. Allow at least 30 minutes to chill the salsa so the flavors can fully develop. And feel free to make it in advance. Ackerberg says it's even tastier the next day. This sensational salsa is an excellent side dish or as an appetizer. Spread it over gluten-free whole grain crackers with vegan ricotta. And here come your instructions and ingredients. And I'm going to combine them both because it's just easier that way. Add the cranberries to a food processor. So that is 12 ounces of fresh cranberries with the maple syrup, which is 2 to 4 tablespoons of pure maple syrup. Pulse until they're very finely chopped. Transfer to a bowl and add the remaining ingredients, which are 1/2 small red onion finely chopped, 1 jalapeno chili finely chopped, 1 cup of cilantro leaves finely chopped, 1 cup of cooked and cooled beets finely chopped. This is optional but absolutely delicious. 1 large garlic clove minced, and 1 large lime juiced. Season, taste and season accordingly, adding additional salt to the 1/4 teaspoon sea salt that's listed in the recipe. So you can add additional salt, lime juice, or maple syrup if desired. You can also chop all ingredients using the food processor. Place in the fridge to chill for at least 30 minutes before enjoying. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you whole food, plant-based nutrition. And next we're going to turn to the Dr. McDougall Health and Medical Center with an article, The Power of Potatoes, a Nutritional Staple for Health. This was updated on November the 8th, 2024. Potatoes have been one of the world's most important staple foods for centuries, and it's easy to see why. They're packed with nutrients, incredibly versatile, and provide sustainable energy. But in today's world, potatoes are often overlooked in favor of trendier superfoods, even as their health benefits remain unmatched. The McDougall program promotes a starch-based diet. Here are some highlights of why potatoes deserve a place at every table for optimal health and longevity. Potatoes, nature's nutrient-rich package. One of the best things about potatoes is that they're loaded with essential vitamins and minerals. A single potato provides a substantial amount of vitamin C, an antioxidant crucial for immunity and skin health, as well as B6, which plays a role in brain function and hormone regulation. Potatoes are also rich in potassium, which support heart health by helping to control blood pressure. Many people think bananas are the go-to potassium source, but potatoes actually contain even more, making them a vital part of heart health. Fiber and satiety. Potatoes keep you full and satisfied. Eating whole fiber-rich foods is key for maintaining satiety, and potatoes are among the most satisfying foods out there. When consumed with their skins, they're a great source of fiber, which aids digestion, balances blood sugar, and reduces hunger. This fiber also includes resistant starch, which acts as a prebiotic, feeding beneficial bacteria in the gut. Resistant starch in potatoes, particularly when they're cooked and then cooled, helps lower the glycemic impact, which stabilizes blood sugar levels, a bonus for individuals concerned about insulin resistance or blood sugar fluctuations. Fuel for an active lifestyle. Potatoes contain complex carbohydrates, which provide a steady and long-lasting source of energy. This makes them an ideal food for anyone with an active lifestyle, as these carbs are metabolized more slowly than refined sugars, delivering sustained energy throughout the day. Unlike the quick sugar spikes and crashes from processed foods, potatoes keep blood sugar steady, making them a fantastic fuel source for everyone, from athletes to office workers. Naturally low in fat and rich in antioxidants. Potatoes are naturally low in fat, and when prepared without oil or butter, they fit seamlessly into a healthy diet. Additionally, potatoes contain antioxidants such as flavonoids and carotenoids, especially in colored varieties like red and purple potatoes. These compounds help neutralize free radicals, protecting the body from oxidative stress and lower the risk of chronic diseases. Antioxidants like these are typically attributed to superfoods, but potatoes offer them in an affordable and accessible way. Misconceptions about potatoes and weight. Potatoes often get a bad rep in diet culture, with claims that they cause weight gain or increase blood sugar. In reality, it's the preparation method, deep frying or loading with butter, that transforms this healthy food into a high-fat, calorie-dense dish. Baked, boiled, roasted, or steamed potatoes are naturally low in calories, and when part of a whole food plant-based diet, they support healthy weight management. Their high fiber and water content keep you feeling full without adding excessive calories. Easy, affordable, and sustainable. From a practical standpoint, potatoes are inexpensive, widely available, and store well. They offer a nutrient-rich option that won't strain your wallet, and their versatility in the kitchen means that you can enjoy them in endless dishes, from soups and stews to casseroles and salads. For those who care about sustainability, potatoes have a relatively low environmental impact, especially compared to animal-based foods, making them an eco-friendly choice. The takeaway? Potatoes are a health-promoting powerhouse. Incorporating potatoes into your diet means choosing a food that supports heart health, gut health, and sustainable energy. Whether you're managing weight, looking for an energy-boosting meal, or simply trying to eat more nutrient-dense foods, potatoes deserve their place on your plate. Remember, it's all about how you prepare them. Keeping it simple and whole food-based allows you to reap the benefits of this incredible starch. You are listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. And we've got just a little bit more time left, so I'm going to go to a short problem and solution from Plant U Scrappy Cooking by Carly Bodrug. Problem: best before dates. Now, I'm not going to tell you to start drinking expired oat milk, but best before dates can be misleading because they are often misinterpreted as expiration dates. However, they simply indicate at which point a food item will still retain its optimal quality, flavor, and nutritional value, not necessarily when a food is unsafe to eat. Solution. In most cases, food, particularly whole food, is still safe to eat as long as it has been stored properly and does not show signs of spoilage. Check for any off odor, unusual texture, or signs of mold before consuming or tasting it. Otherwise, let's not make it landfill fodder. You've been listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.